have to answer, John, is, I understand from Mitchell, he was with the NSC, that they're going to present evidence in court tomorrow on this thing, and the question is, that Roger raised it, as to whether any statement could be made about this subject that might in any way be interpreted as any interference with the court process, whatever the case might be. I hit hard on the fact that we had to not just win the court case, but win the public relations side, and Conley backed it up strongly, and everybody recognized it. I must say, Roger said it out, saying, we forgot he talked to the public, but
he was very good.
Yeah, about the morality of the whole thing. And I was wondering if you have any, first, any progress on Johnson having a press conference, whether you're wrong.
I haven't heard. I mean, I'll have to check.
Tomorrow, I know, but you know Bryce is very deliberate. We better, if he's going to do it, time is of the essence. He should have that conference, and he should hit it right on the nose. It's, I don't think he'll do it, step up to it.
He won't. Earlier this week, he said he wouldn't make any statement. When I called down there.
Did you ask him to?
Well, I didn't. I said, we want him to do what he can to mobilize his people. He said he was in a very bad position to do it.
Isn't that just too bad? So he lets us sit here. The whole thing is he's doing it.
That's exactly what I thought
he
did.
Yeah. Let it all roll off on us.
Let it roll off on you.
Of course, I must say, Mr. President, I don't
think. But that's what I'd want to do if I were
here. I don't think we're in as bad shape as some of our people seem to think.
I don't think our people think we're in bad shape.
Well, some of them in there did.
Really?
Conley did. Agnew did. And Lincoln did. All felt that the whole oppression was that, not of me personally, but that, you know, that most people don't think of whether, as Conley said, they don't think of, they just think of the president, period. And Johnson's down in Pert now. They don't think of whether Johnson or that. It's just the president. And he says it's an attack on the integrity of the presidency. I think he's absolutely right on that. I don't think they're saying, well, here's poor Nixon in here, and Johnson got us into this damn war, and Nixon's getting us out. I've asked people to make that point, but they don't seem to be able to get the right words. And maybe nobody will print them. I made one very important point. I says there's only one way to get to the New York Times, mark the damn document, not top secret. They'll print it then. But what is the point? Now, the main thing is, John, whether I should, I've been making it so that I don't bother my brain with it or not, you know, or whether I just go up there and talk about welfare reform and all we saw in our comics.
I think this is a real chance, you know, to say something. There's a vacuum here as far as any clear statement of the administration position.
Well, goddammit, Rogers won't make one.
That's what it comes down to. He would go so far as to write a letter to a senator if we could find a senator that would put it out. The trouble with that is if you go in writing out something, it's got to be a compendium. You can't leave anything out. And it isn't effective piece. We've done some exercises all afternoon on that, and it just doesn't come off.
Fine, okay.
It seems to me...
What can be said legally? Get away with it.
Well, I don't think you commented at all on the court case. In other words, you don't comment on the issues that are before the court. And that still leaves plenty of things that you can talk about. And Henry's office put together, I think, a very good statement.
Except for the last...
Well, take off those last two paragraphs. And,
yeah, but it's still four pages long and has seven syllable words in it.
Yeah, but that can be cut down.
Well, you can outline it, and it is very far off from that outline. Points are all there.
And that had a little passion.
Yeah.
What is it? You got that?
I've got it here.
Yeah, you leave it with me and I'll start working. Even you want us to make that statement tomorrow?
I want you to make some statement, and this Henry's draft was not written with the problem of the court case in mind. So I want to leave that caveat. I'd like to work on this from a sample and make sure it's not a comment on the case.
You want to
I can leave with you an outline if you'd like to look. It just summarizes the point.
No, going to be on TV, so you've got an hour and a half. But you'll still get a lot of mileage out of it, I think, because you're talking to the Northeastern Press.
Yeah.
And,
the New York Times.
Oh, yes.
They won't be in the pool, but they'll be in the meeting.
Right, I see. One thing we did, John, for your information, is it looks like I read the act to them about security. You were just going to tell us about you on that. I think we can follow that up with you directing on that. Those, I mean, my remarks, unfortunately, you can somebody give me, you have to look at that. And they were just telling us, but we ought to say, I don't want any classified, I don't want to be classified second. I want the absolute minimum of debriefing of any meetings in which I participate. Third, I want absolutely ruthless prosecution, enforcement of all of the security laws. I will hold responsible the section chief or assistant secretary whenever we can compartmentalize them, and he will be discharged. I will ask for his resignation. I'm not and nobody peeked about it.
No, no.
Ain't about to peek now. This is the time to do it. Because Conway tell you he had his people in and the woodshed of them?
No,
2 days ago. He called in his undersecretary.
Right, all of a sudden somebody leaked something out of his place.
Now, all this episode gave rise to
what did he tell
him? He told him, in effect, that the Treasury Department was in the habit of building their own personal reputations through intercourse with the press. And he said that he'd see to it that they got a good report when they left. They didn't have to worry about getting a nice job. But if anybody leaked anything to the press that was of a confidential nature, they would be fired.
I have found that when you really lay down the law, they say, but...
Well, did we make it plain enough?
You couldn't have made it plainer, Mr. President. This was very strong and effective.
Well, let's get a memorandum. Well, I want that on. I want that right. People are going to be fired. And I don't care if that leaks. I'll tell you, John, rather than Henry doing it, you write it. Maybe that's better. You can write it, John, from a legal standpoint. I'm on a set of the basis that we're going to go after these people. You know what they found? What Mitchell has found, among other things? The New York Times guy used a press pass as the device for getting this stuff printed, because a little printer didn't want to reprint some of this, make copies of some of this stuff.
Mr. Brennan, it is absolutely unconscionable that these people would work for 3 months on files of secret documents, make their own selections, and arrogate the right that they can determine what's in the national interest. It's unbelievable.
They're gloating in their paper about what a remarkable achievement it is that they were able to keep it a secret for 3 months that they were doing.
Yeah, and what a great thing is that they have stolen goods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, did you follow up on those things I mentioned? Yes,
did
they get some of that stuff down there in Congress? Somebody that you look at it. I know where they're taking it.
The Star tonight has the Ellsberg story, front page, big black type.
Of course, that son of a bitch, I know him well. He was.
You know him?
Oh, well. He's not.
It was solid.
Why did they have him in the Defense Department?
Well, Mr. President, he's a funny guy.
Right.
He's a genius. He's the brightest student I've ever had. He was a hardliner. He volunteered for service in Vietnam. He was so nuts that he'd drive around all over Vietnam with a carbine when it was guerrilla infested, and he'd shoot at, he has my like cases on his, he'd shoot at peasants in the field, on the theory, everyone in black. But he's always been a little unbalanced. Then they brought him into, Well, first they brought him in 65, I think it was, into ISA in defense. Then he volunteered for Vietnam, because he couldn't get along with McNaughton. Then he came back from Vietnam, went back into ISA. The man is a genius. He's one of the most brilliant men I've ever met.
He was civilian all this time?
Civilian all this time. He may have been a Marine once, but at any rate, he then flipped. Late 67, he suddenly turned into a peacenik. At first, a moderate one. That is, he was for extrication, the way all of them were at ISA. Even as late as the transition period, I talked to him during the transition period because he is so bright. More and more intransigent, radical position. I haven't myself seen him now for a year and a half, except once at a meeting at MIT where I talked to a group of students. And I got the students, but he then started up and heckled me and accused me of being a murderer and being associated with a murderer. And then he wrote an article called Murder in Laos. I don't know whether you ever saw that. In which he in effect accused me in writing of the same thing.
Well, now, how did the papers out there? They backed up trucks to get these out of my body.
Well, what I suspect he did, Mr. President, is Rand had two documents. Now, why in the name of Christ Rand was given two sets of documents, I don't know. I think he stole one set of the Rand documents, filmed them, Xeroxed them, and put them back in. This was
like Chambers. Yes.
This would be my...
And there is a record group where they pulled the statue and put it back in.
That's how he got those 47 volumes.
That's their automation.
I beg your pardon?
Running all those pages through a Xerox is a long, painstaking process. He had hired a bunch.
But you know, he could have taken one volume a day.
What do you suppose the Times paid for this?
No, he wouldn't do that for money.
I don't think so. I don't think he did.
He's now married a very rich girl. He doesn't need money.
Well, the other reason that John Nixon is a labor of love of the Times. There's nobody in the Times that's for us on Vietnam.
There's no skin off our nose, but the reason that I'm doing this is is involved here as far as we're concerned. But I will speak to the point as to what the policy of this administration will be, is now, and will continue to be in the future with regard to this matter of security.
Right.
That policy is we will not allow it, and we will provide it, and we will prosecute it.
Absolutely.
Because we're defending the presidency here.
For one thing, you're carrying out a congressional mandate, which it is your job to do. I place some of this on the Congress. The classification thing is law.
The law requires the law of the land. I have sworn up to the law of the land. The law specifically provides that too, and that we have to do that. But second, why? What is the reason for the law? The reason for the law is that 1, 2, 3, 4.
And this paper, Henry, lays that out very well. I would just take that right out.
There are regular procedures for declassification, Mr. President, which you don't personally control either.
Okay. I guess
you see what I mean. It's right out of it. It's not much about it. Don't do that. Don't. You've got so many things to do, John.
No, that's all right. This is right out of it.
But I have this feeling that I'm thinking in very, very deep terms here, so I think it's this important. I may argue that case before the Supreme Court, if it gets there, and if the court's going to turn it down, it'll turn it down. I know how to argue the case before the Supreme Court. That will spotlight. Put it right on.
I might tend to do that, all right.
Put it right out. I can do it.
Yeah, I know.
Put my name on it. They just put my name on it. That indicates the importance of it. I thought about it last night. Case against the Supreme Court. Why the hell do I have to? They haven't got anybody else. There's a woman how to do it. I can go down there and really let them out in black, and the rest would take out after me like gangbusters, and I'd knock their goddamn brains out. Get that case up before them. Supreme Court never have an audience like that,
now.
I wouldn't say it in advance.
No.
I just put my name on the brief. You know, you got to do that. I mean, just indicate the importance, and that day just go down there and knock the case.
I'd like to go watch that.
So in that magazine that you're the junior clerk in Richard Nixon's law office, you have to go to the people reach.
That would be something.
You feel that, John, that a good statement should be made?
I think so, and I don't think it can be made by anybody else and penetrate, frankly.
Nothing seems to go.
And I think here you'll...
Well, the one that could make it the nearest is Rogers.
Yeah.
He'd really get up and like he talked in that room. Tell him how he was. He was hello.
He was good.
Jesus Christ, he hit it hard, and the immorality of this thing, and the fact that they convicted Johnson in print, and the writers were against him, the people that did the research were against him, and therefore they took just part of the documents and convicted him. And because of that, in congressional hearings, they always used to give us hell, but we always provided counsel, we always provided a chance for cross-examination, all that sort of thing.
And, Mr. President, when in the McCarthy period, when they made some of the State Department people account for their previous actions, but the Times and others were eloquent on the theory that people ought to be able to give free advice without being persecuted afterwards. Here you have a case where documents are taken totally out of context and put before the public by a succession of people with vested interests.
I still think that wouldn't wait too long for Newsweek to get out. I think that Stuart Ossoff, get that editorial. I mean, nobody's going to read Newsweek. But the editorial that the Times wrote is in the public domain. They wrote an editorial in which they took exactly the opposite position.
We've got it.
It's
very specific.
What?
Very specific. They just whacked the bejesus out of Alsop for interfering with Adlai Stevenson's right to advise Kennedy privately.
All right.
Because Alsop reported what Stevenson had said on the day of things.
All right.
The presidential advisor must be able to communicate on a privileged basis.
I think you make such an enemy out of Alsop, who's been battling all over town, that's his great thing for next week.
We can get them out. Let him run and then...
Let him run it. Then we should put it. Then
he's going to be around a while. We have plenty of time.
But I think we've got to run now. We've got to run a running battle with the Times. We've got to rerun it now. And I mean, I know this Ron Klein, when I mentioned this, they don't... It's different if we're, I mean, I don't know if I'm being against me. I don't mind the New York Post fights me and St. Louis Post Dispatch and everybody else. That's all right. That's all personal.
Mr. President, if McCarthy had been leaked 47 volumes of documents and had already been selectively put together, and then he made a further selection, every liberal newspaper in the country would have been screaming with outrage at the injustice of it.
Well, the point is, it's the question which Helms picked up, right? That they have this theory of the higher morality, that they are the ones that will judge as to whether it's moral or immoral. They will judge whether or not a document is in the public interest to leave a document out. It's wrong for McCarthy to leave public a document. It's wrong to leave one that embarrasses Adlai Stevenson. But it's right to leave one that embarrasses Lyndon Johnson and proves the time position of the war is right. That cannot be accepted.
Their editorial day before yesterday asserts that they have a First Amendment obligation to print this material, which is about as muddy as anybody can imagine. The First Amendment doesn't have all the obligations. The First Amendment.
Oh, the First Amendment grants rights. Rights are always responsible.
Another point.
All right, take the Nashville Times. What does it say? All the news that's fit to print. And what they're saying today is stolen goods are fit to print. Put that down for one. That's not bad. Damn, get these guys.
And they must have had, when they started on this, they couldn't have known what was in these documents. So even if they say now that there's nothing inimical to national security in there.
Yeah.
They put people to work for 3 months on top secret, highly sensitive stuff. And then they should never have touched it. They should never have accepted it.
That's right. The least you should have done, Henry, the least they should have done, was to go to the other principals in the drama and say, we have this, is this true? They didn't do that.
We have this, and we're going to print it. Wait, is there any...
Unconscionable. It is absolutely...
It's also unconscionable, in my opinion, that Johnson, McNamara, and all the rest are quiet. They ought to speak up. McNamara's got no excuse. He's with the bank. He's got no excuse. This is something that had nothing to do with the bank.
Well, McNamara, I saw him last night. He's really beside himself. He was in tears. McNamara says that if he's called before a congressional committee, he wants to take the position that he cannot talk because he's afraid he'll be called before a congressional committee and that he will then contribute to the destruction of Johnson. He said, I never betrayed the president when I was in office. Because Bundy is already beating the drums for the proposition that he, Bundy, wants to come clean now and say everything.
Bundy is taking the time side here.
Well, yeah.
He's turning on Johnson.
That's right.
Oh my God. What about Kennedy, sir? About Kennedy? How about the murder of Diem? How about the fact that Lodge and Kennedy conspired the murder of Diem? How about putting that little morsel up?
That needs to be with him. We have waited a day.
What about Moyers? Is he turned up in the nest anywhere?
No. Not yet, but he's got a dash all over the place. None of these guys.
All right, I'll tell you what we want you to know. We're too good. Now, goddamn it, Henry, I want to get out the southern murder DM. Get one of the little boys over in your office to get it out. I'm going to see it come out right then. I'm going to get it out.
No, my guy shouldn't put out classified.
Get it out. I'm going to put it out. I want to see the material. I have the Times is not going to select here.
If you don't want to select these, well, you're hanging them for that.
That's all right. But we're trying to see to it that we're going to be with some of the
President, it's in these volumes, and they're going to come out one way or the other in the next few weeks.
They are going to use that.
Well.
They won't use the DM part. Ever.
I'm just going to.
Mr. President, I think we're on a very tough wicket, at least until after this lawsuit is in the hopper.
All right, study the volumes and give me a summary of what it says about DM. I know more about it than some of them do. I want to know.
Yeah, then I put it in. That's
okay, fine. Do you want to ask?
$256 to $158.
$256 to $158.
I did much better than expected, sir. 100 votes?
So, that's good.
Gotcha. You can blackmail Johnson in this stuff.
What?
You can blackmail Johnson in this stuff, and it might be worth doing.
Oh.
The bombing hall stuff is all in the same file, or in some of the same hands.
Oh, how's that show? Oh, I wonder if it's got
It isn't in these papers, but the whole bombing hall file.
Do we have it? I've asked for it. You said you didn't have it.
We can't.
We have nothing here, Mr. President.
Well, but I asked for that because I need
But Bob and I have been trying to put the damn thing together for 3 years.
We have a basic history of us constructing our own, but there is a file on it where Houston swears to God there's a file on it in Brookings.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, all right, all right. You remember
the answer the same kind of thing?
Yeah, Bob.
The same people, Bob.
Now, you remember Houston's plan?
But couldn't we go over, now Brookings has no right to have classified that?
You know, I want it implemented on a thievery basis. God damn it, get in and get those files. Blow the safe and get it.
They may very well have cleaned it by now, but this thing getting to it.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Brookings had the files.
My point is, Johnson knows that those files are around. He doesn't know for sure that we don't have them.
But what good will it do you? The bombing hall file.
The bombing hall
blackmail.
The bombing hall
because he used the bombing hall for political purposes.
The bombing hall file would really kill him.
Why do you think that? I mean, I didn't see the whole file, but.
And the timing and strategy of how he pulled that?
I
think it would hurt him.
You remember I used to give you information about it at the time, so I had no. About the timing.
Yeah.
But I, to the best of my knowledge, there was never any conversation which they said we'll hold it until the end of October. I wasn't in on the discussions here. I just saw the instructions to Harry.
Anyway, why won't Johnson have a press conference in your view?
Because he's smart enough not to. From Johnson's viewpoint, if he has a press conference, he will see exactly what we see, which is that the thing that will accomplish is clearly put this as a battle of Lyndon Johnson's credibility versus the world.
Be a lightning rod.
Bring it all in.
Well, when is Bryce going to talk to him? Next week?
And he may have.
Yeah, let's find out.
Incidentally, Bryce wanted me to ask you whether you care whether he doesn't go on the whole trip.
Whatever he wants.
He just wants to go.
I think he go as far as he can, but I think he ought to be there mainly. I want him to go just to get ahead of his confidence and hope and keep him out of trouble. That's all.
Yeah. But he feels he can't really go on the trip beyond Korea without raising serious doubts, I think. You know, who is he to go on the trip?
Again, who wants him to go? But that's all right. On that subject, I was in the process of contacting the Vice President just to tell me to shut up on this. I take it that's agreeable with you.
Yeah, but he made a statement in the press conference early. So
yesterday.
But apparently it was all right.
It was not bad, but.
But every time he does, it looks like he's fired the time because he's not for the fight.
That's right. Both he and Dole, I think, have to say.
Dole must say nothing.
Yeah.
By all means. The Vice President should say nothing because he's considered to be an actual enemy of the times. I can say something,
right?
Because I had to defend the presidency.
Now, what Rockefeller said to me when I talked to him yesterday, he said when he fights the times, he goes after the advertisers. And he gets funded with Teller and a few others to pull their advertising out for but I don't suppose he can do that.
You know how we cut their sources. We cut their sources. Now, we got to work on the scattered pressures. Now, I'll tell you what you can work on. I want you to tell Bob that on a case-by-case basis, I don't want any memo written. I want Treasury to cut them off. So, you got CEA knowledge. All of what George Holtzman told us.
Yes, sir.
Ordered.
Yes, sir.
Yes. All right. All right. Connolly and Vito. Stand. Second, he blabs.
Well, he's blabbed all the time before.
Yeah, just don't use
but him. Laird may play on this one.
No. Laird wants to suck up to him. Shall we try? You want to tell Laird? We ought to freeze him? No, no, no. He'll
some of the pitches have to leak that he was he'll going to do not. That.
Rogers won't play. He might.
Rogers might.
Rogers on this one might play.
All right,
Rogers can't enforce
you. You were to talk to Rogers along these lines and say, don't talk about anything in the White House, but you could just say the president, insofar as national security is concerned, not inclined to talk. That's all. We just got to do it. And if Henry shot the river, we're just close enough. It would be very helpful if, to the extent possible, that all the backgrounders and so forth over there should cut them out for a while. I don't know. No, Rogers will not, he won't go yet on this, please. He'll either say, no, I don't think it's a good idea.
That's what he'll say. He'll say, gee, that's your, you know.
Debating yourself. There are some good guys.
There are some good.
And Max Frank was writes good columns about me.
And it'll look petty.
But forget it. I think you can do it with Mitchell, though. Let's just close with our own piece.
Mitchell stands in comedy, I'm sure you
do. They'll do it.
Dole. How about Dole?
I'll just tell Dole not say anything, period.
I don't want to talk to any Times man about politics. In other words, there should be absolutely no calls returned by the National Committee to get a hold of Nasir, I understand. And that is absolutely enforced. I don't want anybody in that whole National Committee start your attention. This can hurt him. If you don't do it destroyed Stuart Dorn. And we can hurt the Times. They'll have other sources. I'll get it that way. But you can hurt them and hurt them bad. They'll come squealing. They came squealing in before, you know, they cut them off for a while. Ago.
They sure did.
And this side, the phone is not to be answered. Ron handled it right last night. They called him. He just didn't answer the phone. Didn't return the calls. He does not return them. He called several calls. Didn't return the call.
I've been doing that.
What's the way to do it? Well, you're the most valuable man.
I won't talk to them.
You're the most valuable, and your staff is the most valuable because you have access to things they want to know.
It's going to be the problem is going to just be to get everybody to hang tight.
Everybody's going to hang tight. If they have one lead,
there's going to be a story about we've frozen the Times and all that, and
that's right.
We're going to want to explain that.
We don't explain anything.
We just got to not ever be available.
No. I'm sorry. I'm just too busy. Gee, I'd love to, but I'm busy. Oh, it's easy. You watch. What a pleasure.
That sanctimonious fast address, I think what he would do to Goldwater, if Goldwater were to do this to a liberal.
I want you to find out who is the Times' most serious competitor that does not take their line. That's our problem. We haven't got anybody that doesn't take their line. Who's not defending?
Daily News.
Did they take him on? Well, the Daily News was...
Jerry Green was going to. I don't think they did editorial.
Oh, damn, newspapers are a bunch of slobs.
Chicago Tribune wouldn't go along with that.
They wouldn't buy it. They want to print everything to them.
Bill Mullen did.
He took him on?
He said he was going to. Copy did, of course.
Get close to it.
Hearst did.
All right, play Hearst. Scripts are.
LA Times was considering it. They just might.
Well, they'll look better in history if they do take them on. The press has got to police itself. But they've drawn the sword down. They made one mistake, Arthur Crouch used to always say, never strike a king unless you kill him. They struck him and did not kill him. And now we're going to kill them. That is what I will do. It's the last thing I do in this. I don't care what it costs, they're going to be killed. If I can kill them. If you're here long enough, you'll kill them. Because they will never be in this office again. Never, 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 never. And that's it.
This is
One other thing. We'll be taking some trips. Draw the car. Is that clear? We are not to go if you go to the solar community. Draw the car. Go there on. It's the way the game's gonna be played. We can't take everybody. I just didn't have to get it. Only way you ever fight in this paper is not through condemning them, and not through letters from the editor, and not through arguing with the public, but cutting your sources. That's the only thing that hurts out.
This liberal establishment is so contemptible now, I haven't had a chance to tell you yet. We finally got to Clifford. He had no information.
Oh, he got that.
He had no information at all. He didn't even have unreliable information. All he had was hearsay evidence from congressmen who had talked to, he had the sort of information that was 6 weeks old. You know, he didn't even, I thought at least some second level North Vietnamese had talked to an emissary of his. But I knew the North Vietnamese wouldn't be
there. Were any comfort to the enemy if you get that in one of these statements?
But to imagine.
Oh, damn it, I wish I were in the Congress. I wish I were in the Senate. And I could make this speech. I mean, one of these guys has got guts to get down there and make himself famous. He could be up there screaming, yelling, attacking. It's a privilege. He's up there. He can say anything he wants. He doesn't worry about the court case. A guy can get up in that door of that Senate and knock the living of Jesus out of him.
I think the guy who's killed himself is Humphrey.
Himself.
Oh, because he looks contemptible in this. He
says he
wouldn't
say anything.
Oh, he said he didn't know it and it would have affected his actions had he known. I mean, here is a man who
what?
He was vice president. He could have. He better than anyone.
It would have affected his actions. Oh my God!
I mean, what?
Let him get away with it. Teddy Kennedy, would he say the same thing?
McNamara told me that Teddy called him and said he'd support McNamara, whatever that means.
Oh, Teddy, that's Teddy. You better watch out. He's afraid to get the Kennedy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the Kennedy stuff would be bad. That's all I wanted. Nobody's. I asked for it 3 days ago and they haven't gotten it yet. I want to know whether there's anything detrimental to Kennedy, is it? Does it tell the truth?
It's most detrimental to Lodge. You see, the trouble with this file is I have seen the whole file on DM, and I don't know where it happened. Lodge has it. If we can get it from Lodge, the interesting part of that DM file is the instructions Kennedy sent through back channels to Lodge.
Right.
That they don't have. All they have is Lodge's action. And
you have Lodge. We know Kevin Lodge.
How could Lodge have acted any other way?
We're in Kent Howard. He did just what Kennedy
did. But I think
Kennedy ordered the murder of DM.
That's right, Mr. President. But if you publish, if we just publish this, you'd have to draw
the woman wrote the book about it, for Christ's sake.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, the evidence exists. I've seen it.
Well, I don't have it in my historical files because I talked to
we don't have it here. You have to get it from Lodge.
Get it wherever you can, will you?
Right.
Would you tell Lodge you need it?
Yes.
Get it down. Okay, I either get that or he doesn't take that trip or he doesn't go to Rome again.
It ought to be in for his own protection anyway.
That's right.
Tell him it's to protect him.
Tell him we understand the time says this is going to use it and the president wants it immediately. Right. You get it scared of the Jesus out of it. I want to see the back channel messages that Kennedy sent to him.
Those are the things to get because the file that's in these documents reflects Lodge's actions. And of course, anyone knowing Lodge knows that the Howard would never have done it.
He would never have done anything like this. Lodge would never have gotten the guy knocked off.
Oh, certainly not. The other file doesn't fully show that Kennedy ordered the murder, but
it showed that he ordered the coup, and he set in motion the train of events which any reasonable man knew would lead to murder. That's what happened.
That it shows without any question.
That's what I meant by ordering murder.
That it shows without any question.
You're always held guilty if you're a reasonable man for the consequences of your deliberate actions.
No, that it shows without any doubt, whatever.
Well, anyway, I'm going to screw it.
They can't do any worse.
This is the most totally, it's the worst thing I've ever seen happen. Nothing else worse could happen. Because of the double standard of the thing. There's a higher morality. No thing in the country, no.
But next year we're going to see this sort of stuff for our administration.
Yeah.
Except our files aren't that easy to finish that.
Did you sure, Henry, you've got to take your staff and find a tube comb, give them blood tests, lie detector tests, everything to be sure that none of those guys go off. You know what I mean? We got us a can't afford your analysis.
Well, the way we keep our files anyway, Mr. President, is all the hot stuff is kept over here. They don't go in the files over there. I mean, you take Sonnenfeld, for example, who handles the Soviet affairs for me. He doesn't see any of my conversations with Dobrynin. The only part of it he saw... But he doesn't have the memos, he doesn't know when I see him. So he just handles the routine European stuff.
Well, you understand, just watch.
And even Lake didn't really get out, as far as I can tell, with any documents.
What must be said about this? If he'd known better, he wouldn't have done it, dude. Or is he maintaining his discreet silence as usual?
I haven't heard a squeak from Muskie. I don't think there's been any concrete thing.
That is terrible.
Oh, he's just...
That should have killed him. He was on television
tonight.
The same day.
And then again last night.
And then again much... If he had known this, he would have taken a different position in the war.
Known what, Mr. President?
Did anybody tell Johnson that Humphrey said this?
He must know.
No, Johnson, he'll know that.
Johnson now is in a position he can't support Teddy, and this makes it impossible for him to support Humphrey. So please be go ahead.
But I had a tough time anyway, Humphrey, having called him a paranoid president.
I know. Humphrey's version of this was that McNamara and the president of those fellows all had that war, and he was over there, and they never talked to him. Even when Johnson had his operation, they didn't ever tell him.
So he went into that much detail. He said at the time of the Johnson operation, they called him and said, we'll be available on a moment's notice if anything happens. And he didn't even know then what was going on. He usually said, oh, Christ.
He put it on the basis.
One thing we tell Agnew he needs to know, don't we?
He gets a weekly briefing.
But he knows everything he needs to know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know any more than Palo Alto. He doesn't even know. He doesn't know. But that isn't going to hurt him.
No, Agnew is...
But the need to know...
He doesn't know the tactical details, but that is so important.
He doesn't know about our...
Little gangs. No.
Humphrey had an interesting slip of the tongue. He was trying to tell about the need to know doctor. And he called it the right to know doctor. And so he worked himself into the position where then his conclusion was, he guessed he didn't have the right to know in the Johnson administration. And that was very funny direction.
The whole thing, I mean, how would it, if it was necessary to go into Vietnam, the fact that Johnson had concluded it 6 months earlier and had lied shouldn't affect Humphrey's judgment about it.
I was glad to remind these NSC boys, because I know Rogers and Blair both disagree with us, that I am not, was never among those who questioned going into World War II, questioned going into Korea, or questioned going into Vietnam. I only question, and still very deeply question, how we did it. That's a very important thing to bear in mind. Because believe me, if it was wrong to go in, it's wrong to stay in. I never made the idea that, well, now that we're in, we've got to do the best.
No, you saw that before I did.
Huh?
I always urged you in the first year to say, it doesn't matter how we got in.
Well, it's the Rogers line.
Yeah.
Right, well, no, it doesn't matter how we got it. We're in the war, how do we get out? The moment you said, I can't justify killing one American man, or to justify a mistake that we made, goddammit, we either went and there is a purpose to be served by remaining in, or we get the hell out right away. See, that's the whole point.
Sure.
Withdrawal is not a policy, Henry. Withdrawal is only a method of achieving a goal. In other words, we are withdrawing from Vietnam. Well, I got knocked on the New York Times today. What's the good news? The good news?
The drug stuff played very well tonight. I've seen the TV papers. The papers are very good.
You want to ask Ken Keating to go to Rochester tomorrow?
No.
You have the reason
to. I just don't want to. And anyway, I'm not going to talk to those congressmen on the way up.
No, you're not supposed to.
He didn't do all that.
I understand. I see no reason to. Good God, we're done. I'm competing with Indian India. I mean, he isn't doing much of a job. All he's done is become like.
Just did take a look.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you know.